KXEI presents Tejiendo Identidades, a mini program about the identity and culture of the people of Tucson and their work in that community. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez Mejia, doctor in education and passionate about culture.
Hello, my name is Don Guerra, Tucson's community-supported baker and the owner, founder of Barrio Bread and Barrio Grains, chef partner in Barrio Charo restaurant.
What brought you to Tucson?
I moved to Tucson in 1989 after earning a scholarship, a OMSA scholarship, Outstanding Minority Scholarship Award, to attend the University of Arizona. I eventually studied anthropology. I was about 18 years old, and Tucson was a chance to get away from Tempe, where I had grown up. But I found Tucson to just be very welcoming, and you know, I love being outdoors. So of course, you know, the mountain bike trails and the hiking was very attractive to me. But the university was a good place for me, and studying anthropology is definitely an interest.
How do you describe your identity?
My identity in Tucson and with Barrio Bread is a community-supported baker. So I'm very interested in not only making the bread, but also using my educational background, my anthropological background, to educate people on the benefits of using local products, in my case, grain that's grown, some in Sonora, Mexico, I sourced from a friend, and some in Marana, and also Queen Creek, Arizona. After leaving the university, I did become a baker, and I was always fascinated with this piece of it, you know, baking bread. What I found so enjoyable for my life, because it's art and science, it's movement, and, you know, it's feeding people. Later in life, in 2009, found myself launching a new company, Barrio Bread, after owning previously a company in Flagstaff and Ashland, Oregon, when I was younger. But Barrio Bread, like I said, focused on local grain economy and promoting that. And right now, it's just a beautiful thing that I can make all the breads here at Barrio Bread with the wheats of Arizona, teaching other people how to do it, how to make their own bread, you know, my educational background, and then sourcing of the grains, my anthropological background, and food systems, how food travels. Very fascinating to me, but fortunate I have this, you know, this passion for bread and this product, where I can combine my entrepreneurship and my education to really invest in my community. And so, you know, now a lot of people, through my video course learning, through my in-person lessons, are now baking sourdough method breads. And, you know, it used to be very foreign, where we think, wow, you can make breads with this wheat. You grow it, you mill it, you bake it right here in one region. That was not so popular, but now is becoming more mainstay as people see it happening. And you can see this with a lot of products. Even the beer industry is going this way, the distilleries making their products of local grains, or tortilla makers. But this is my role in the community, is to make sure that this partnership with the farmers, with the processors, like the millers and the producers, all have a strong network. And I want to see this for the future. And my role would be to continue to make this stronger and stronger, always have sustainability in the community.
Thank you, Don, for sharing your passion, your education career, your science knowledge, your networking expertise, your bakery vision, and also your love for the Tucson community.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
This has been Tejiendo Identidades. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez Mejia. Production and editing by Gwendolyn Hernandez. DJ Nenny G for KXCI Tucson.